This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean, and, of course, around the world at the speed of the Internet. Now, we also tonight want to give a special shout-out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across this great country of ours and around the world, too, via the satellite. And let's not forget our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the job they're doing, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget also our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, because they also move America. And check the check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information that's out there all around the globe. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, Captain, doing well. Thanks.
Time to say the pledge, my friend. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it wasn't exactly a great day for the peanut gallery over there in the impeachment inquiry, because just listen to this little montage from John Carl of ABC News. Kind of says the way the day went.
But the White House is focusing on some specific aspects of it. What Mary mentioned in terms of the transcript being accurate. Another important point is that this question of whether or not the transcript was inappropriately put on a super secure server to try to hide it. Vindman was asked about that, and he didn't see any problem with how the transcript was stored.
So there's no there there.
There's no there, there.
And that's one of several comments I have here, but that's the first one.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there's no there there, and it wasn't wrong to put it there on that server, by the way. That was normal.
Now, the other thing is did we or did we not hear the Speaker of the House use the word bribery?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Have we or have we not heard anybody else say anything? And before you answer that, just listen to this from John Ratcliffe.
For the longest time, this was all about quid pro quo, according to the whistleblower complaint. But after witness began saying there was no quid pro quo, or even that quid pro quo was not even possible, we saw a shift from the Democrats. They briefly started to refer to the president's conduct on the July 25th call as extortion. And now it shifted again last week to bribery. Ms. Williams, you used the word unusual to describe the president's call on July 25th. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman used the word inappropriate and proper. Now, I've word searched each of your transcripts, and the word bribery or bribe doesn't appear anywhere in that. Ms. Williams, you've never used the word bribery or bribe to explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
The problem is, in an impeachment inquiry that the Speaker of the House says is all about bribery, where bribery is the impeachable offense, no witness has used the word bribery to describe President Trump's conduct. None of them.
True. Strike number two so far, right?
That's exactly right.
Democrats are 0 for 2 so far, right?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, what on earth, and by the way, the Speaker of the House lied to the American people again. I trust that the people that are listening to me right now that listen to us for our accuracy, I didn't say those words. They did, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
So consequently, we're telling the truth, and Nancy Pelosi lied again.
Well, right. Well, you know why, Captain, these terms are changing from quid pro quo to extortion to bribery?
Because the Bidens did it.
Well, that's right.
That's number one.
Well, that's right. Well, I was going to say, that's right. The case of bribery seems to be in the whole Biden affair. But the reason these terms are changing is because they're out there polling on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've now gotten down to a new term that they think is going to work better, but they weren't able to, you know, get the witnesses to use this terminology. So talk about a major mess up on the part of Adam Schiff and the rest of the cohorts. This is big time.
And when we come back from the break that we are about to take, I'm going to play what Devin Nunes said yesterday about the willing accomplices of the Democrats in all of this, and it is the mainstream media. It's the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs. It's the MSNBCs, the NBCs. And they're all willing accomplices in this because they're not telling the truth.
They're not, and unfortunately, there are many in the media who just are absolutely in the tank. Not everybody, but certainly that is the pervasive culture that we've seen in the mainstream media. And the American people, Captain, they understand this entirely. They are under no illusions. And one of the things, too, we're seeing is I think the ratings went down so badly for these hearings that CBS News pulled their coverage and went back to regular programming.
Well, I think the 13%, which is what the ratings were at their highest, I think the 13% is down below that right now because I don't know anybody yesterday that watched it for more than, if they did watch it, for more than 5 minutes. I mean, people were telling me, I've had it, I've had enough, I got better things to do. A lot of people listen to the radio and my podcast. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, if you're like me and you're suffering with nagging pain or you've had some persistent pain over the years and you've been taking maybe some prescription medication or maybe loading up on Aleve or Buffering or whatever, ibuprofen, whatever it is, I got a better way for you. It's an all-natural product called Relief Factor, and I mean it is all-natural. And the stuff that's in there is good for you. Now, to find out more, you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. Watch the little video that's on there, relieffactor.com/captain. But here's what I would suggest you do, because this is what I did 3 years and 8 months ago. I actually went to the website, and I tried the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away because I heard somebody talking about it, a friend of mine that I trusted. And he said he was taking it. And if it was good enough for him, it was going to be good enough for me because I was trying to get off the stuff that I was on, Mobic and Flexerol, and I did. And people like myself found relief in just a couple of weeks of use because I had a 3-week supply. But in 2 weeks, I was feeling much better. My pain level was 7 to 8, and it went down to 1 to 2, which was tolerable. And there's some days when it's zero, but not all the time because I, with my arthritis, I'm subject to cold weather and damp weather, and that's when it really starts to hurt again. But if you're suffering from arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle pain, knee pain, muscle aches in general, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, it is a $19.95 cost to you for the 3-week supply, plus shipping and handling. You'll get it in about 3 days. If you want it there quicker, you can do that, too, by paying the extra postage. But it costs, with the shipping handling, about $5 to $6 more than the $19.95. You'll get it. You'll have it for 3 weeks. And you will know. You will know. Flat, straight up. You will know whether or not that works for you or not. Now, the website, again, to go to is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It worked for me. It'll work for you. 80% of the people that buy it stay on it, according to Relief Factor, off my website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The willing co-conspirators in all of this impeachment stuff would be the news media, right? Because they're the ones who keep repeating things, correct?
That's true, yeah.
And they're the ones that are playing it, even with low ratings, although now we're going to start to see some adjustments because no television station is going to play a program that's getting 13% when you're getting blown out of the water by triple or quadruple that by networks like, oh gosh, I don't know, Fox News or maybe ESPN or something like that. But listen to what Devin Nunes had to say yesterday.
The campaign by the media to discredit and disown some of their own colleagues is shocking. And we see it again in the sudden denunciations of New York Times reporter Ken Vogel as a conspiracy theorist after he covered similar issues, including a 2017 Politico piece entitled "Ukrainian Efforts to Sabotage Trump Backfire." My third question, why did Burisma hire Hunter Biden? What did he do for them? And did his position affect any U.S. government actions under the Obama administration? We have now heard testimony from the Democrats' own witnesses that diplomats were concerned about a conflict of interest involving Hunter Biden. That's because he had secured a well-paid position, despite having no qualifications, on the board of a corrupt Ukrainian company, while his father was vice president charged with overseeing Ukrainian issues. After trying out several different accusations against President Trump, the Democrats have recently settled on bribery. According to widespread reports, they replaced their quid pro quo allegation because it wasn't polling well.
I'm going to stop it there because that's exactly correct. There is no doubt about it. That is the truth.
Well, exactly right, and also again, that term bribery, isn't that one of the terms also enumerated in the Constitution for impeachment?
So, that's correct.
Yeah. So maybe they think, well, hey, if we can sort of, you know, gin this thing up for bribery, then hey, that'll really sound like we're getting to the threshold here.
That well, not only are they trying to influence their own members of their caucus, both in the House and in the Senate, but they're trying to influence public opinion. And my God, ladies and gentlemen, those of you listening to me right now, all you got to do is do a little research and you'll find out that these people are lying through their teeth. What they are accusing President Trump of is exactly what Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and, oh, by the way, others have done in the Democratic Party, because we have got other people involved that made a boatload of money in Ukraine, including Hillary Clinton and her foundation.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, this is one of the oldest political tricks in the book, and it was even encapsulated in that.
Solinsky's rules to radicals.
Solinsky's, exactly.
Yep.
Accuse the other side of what you're doing. And,
mm-hmm.
and those who remember the very funny movie that came out several years ago named Dave with Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
And the whole point was, let's take all the bad things that the corrupt president did and put it on to the, you know, sort of virtuous vice president, and smear him and try to, you know, continue on our merry way that way. And it's that kind of thing. And the American people see what's going on because, you know, by the way, Captain, why isn't Hunter Biden on every talk show in the universe, you know, touting his wonderful time with Burisma?
He has been told to clam up.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because his story doesn't hold up. Nobody mm-hmm. believes that you get $50,000 or $80,000 a month.
Well,
hold on a second,
because now we're going to continue with the second half of the conversation, and this is where Nunes talks about $83,000 a month that Hunter Biden was getting. Not $50,000, $83,000.
But if the Democrats and the media are suddenly so deeply concerned about bribery, you would think they would take some interest in Burisma paying Hunter Biden $83,000 a month. And you think they would be interested in Joe Biden threatening to withhold U.S. loan guarantees unless the Ukrainians fired a prosecutor who was investigating Burisma. That would be a textbook example of bribery. The media, of course, are free to act as Democrat puppets. And they're free to lurch from the Russia hoax to the Ukraine hoax at the direction of their puppet masters. but they cannot reasonably expect to do so without alienating half the country who voted for the president they're trying to expel. Americans have learned to recognize fake news when they see it, and if the mainstream press won't give it to them straight, they'll go elsewhere to find it, which is exactly what the American people are doing.
Isn't that something? Now, again, I mentioned strike one when I started this montage, right?
Oh, yes.
I mentioned strike two, right?
Yep.
There's the grand slam, strike three.
You got that right.
And anybody that doesn't understand that, I don't know what to tell you, except I really feel sorry for you, and there's a padded room somewhere for you.
Well, it's so unfortunate, Captain, that, you know, even in light of the testimony that we've heard and so forth, there are a lot of different, political commentators, but even seemingly reporters who are kind of saying things like, hey, this is, you know, these people are so great. I mean, these are the people I want protecting me and you know, making sure our country's safe and just lauding the witnesses as if they're their best friends or this kind of thing. And really, there hasn't been a lot of objective reporting in the sense that they want to say, well, wait a minute, do these people's stories check out or this kind of thing? And also the very fact that these witnesses, some of them, are being held up as totally virtuous and completely non-political, and now the term career, you know, diplomat or career somebody is now being held up as the very definition of non-partisan is really quite surprising to me.
Now, is a whistleblower entitled to immunity, Kyle?
Not under, well, first of all, I don't think he's really a whistleblower under the federal whistleblower statute.
He's a leaker.
Yeah, so I don't think he's entitled to immunity.
Well, listen to this very quick little short clip here.
Counsel is correct. Whistleblower has the right, statutory right to anonymity. These proceedings will not be used to out the whistleblower.
And I've advised my client accordingly, and he's going to follow the ruling of the chair. If there's a alternative or you want to work something out with the chair, that's up to you, Mr. Nunes.
Well, we've attempted to subpoena the whistleblower to sit for a deposition. The chair has tabled that motion and then has been unwilling to recognize those motions over the last few days of this impeachment inquisition process.
There you go. Hold that thought, Kyle. We'll get back when we come back with more. And oh, by the way, Israel has retaliated for some rocket attacks. They've attacked several targets all around Syria. This is serious stuff again, and we'll talk about that when we come back as well as more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the House impeachment hearings, former White House national security official Tim Morrison said a diplomat told him military aid was being blocked to Ukraine until their president agreed to announce investigations into U.S. Democrats. Earlier, National Security Council aide Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman said there had been no doubt that President Trump, in his July phone call with President Zelensky, was insisting that he agree to the investigations.
Maybe in certain regards, my worst fear of how our Ukraine policy could play out was playing out. Now, this was likely to have significant implications for U.S. national security.
President Trump blasted the hearings.
All these people were talking about, they heard a conversation of a conversation of another conversation that was had by the president. What's going on is a disgrace.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by the Geico Insurance folks. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Listen to me, I can't spell. G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio hosts. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, beginning with your car or your truck that you're driving. They can also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And if you've got a snowmobile, a Sea-Doo, a Ski-Doo, they'll cover that too. And they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, through your Geico insurance agency. So all you got to do to find out more is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And if you want to get a quote right there on the website, you can do it by typing in your zip code. Otherwise, type in your zip code and get your local insurance agent's name and number, and you can go from there. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kyle, before I get to a caller that's on the line, I want to play my favorite person of all time in the U.S. Senate by some of the comments he makes. Here is John Kennedy from Louisiana. Yesterday.
How can I put this? Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think. That's what the American people think. And they deserve some answers. And I know that you're not in charge of these investigations.
Yes, sir.
But you talk to the people who are. And I need you to take a very respectful message today. Tell the American people what happened. And don't rush it so that they don't do a thorough investigation. But you and I both know they can make this a top priority and get it done more quickly than they normally would.
Now, Kyle, that was Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, once again with his little satire in the mix there. But very briefly before I go to the caller, what do you think about a comment like that? And by the way, what he was talking about was with someone who's in the Senate related to talking about telling the truth to people instead of all these lies that are coming out of the House.
Well, exactly right. Well, you know, if this ever gets to the Senate, I think because the Senate has a different, sort of a different temperature, I think, than the House does, it's certainly a very, very different deliberative body than the House is, obviously. I think that they're going to sort of be the stopgap here to try to show the American people, wait a minute, we don't just, no pun intended, trump up charges against people and try to run them out of town on a rail or bury them politically, because we don't like them. We have a system in our country, and that system's going to prevail.
All right, now let's go to the caller, because on the telephone line, good morning, caller, is this Picasso?
This is Picasso.
Well, now, hold it. Stop. Slow down. Before you start, I want you to listen to something that got my attention yesterday. Just listen to this little short barrage between Devin Nunez and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
Mr. Vindman, you testified in your deposition that you did not know the whistleblower.
Ranking member, it's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, please.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you testified in the deposition that you did not know who the whistleblower was. Or is.
I do not know who the whistleblower is. That is.
How is it possible for you to name these people and then out the whistleblower?
Now, the reason I played that was twofold. The second question by Nunez, and the first one about ranking member is Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It just shows that he doesn't have a whole lot of knowledge of how to address those who have earned the uniform.
Okay, now, Picasso, what do you want to say?
Well, with ultimate respect to someone who has deserved a lot of his medals, yes, the gentleman had a lot of medals, and we need to respect that. But does that mean we have to respect what he's done in Washington? He was offered three times the job in the Ukraine as the military defense minister, was he not, Kyle?
I believe so. You're right, yeah.
During the hearing, and also Morrison at the end of the hearing stated three or four times that he had multiple complaints that this gentleman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, was a leaker. That is in testimony by Mr. Morrison. Did he not state that had happened more than multiple times?
Right.
And did he not refuse to tell the country the whole truth, even though he was there under it, the pretense of telling the country the truth? He refused to answer questions.
I know
is
why.
Is that a normal military process?
I know why.
We all know why. If not why, you're not paying attention to this.
Well, he should have pled the Fifth Amendment, because what he did was he didn't want to implicate himself. So he should have done that, because now he's got himself lined up for what? Lying
to
the Congress.
And what he implicated himself was is a crime, is it not, sir?
Well, it certainly would be if he's lying to Congress, absolutely.
Yeah, because
okay.
That's what got Roger Stone, by the way.
Yeah.
Captain, I have so much respect for you. I can't imagine anybody in the military have listened to that. And,
because we respect the individual who's done their service. This is a combat veteran, all right? And I am not going to trash this individual without proof in my hand. That's what you have to have. Otherwise, there's this little thing called a lawsuit for libel or slander, and it's not going to be on my watch.
Yeah, something happens when they get into that swamp.
Oh, yeah.
Something happens to a lot of military people when they get in that swamp. That's all good. Anyway, I watched all 9 hours, Professor. I just want to make sure I let you know I'm still mentally okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because that can have quite an effect on you. I know that.
This drives you. Yeah, well, I'm publishing it all on the website. So I watched
what's
all the time.
Hold on. What's the website? Give us the website, and then I got to let you go.
TrumpTwitterWall.com, the only place where President Trump tweets live during a live impeachment hearing. One last question for the professor.
Yeah.
Has there ever been anything this big, and I want to use the word scam, against the American people in the history of this country politically?
All right, thank you.
I'll be going to hang up and listen to the answer.
Thank you. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, I think we'd be hard-pressed. I mean, there have been different political scandals and so forth, but what we're seeing now with President Trump truly is unprecedented in terms of the synergy of the news media and those in the news media, and again, not everybody, but many in the news media who are in the tank with this agenda. And so it's literally an all hands on deck. I mean, we thought it was intense when Clinton was president or Obama was president or even George W. Bush and the opposition to him. But this really takes the cake.
You know what I remember that I would compare this to and then some?
What's that?
Richard Nixon, when he erased the tapes, he went in manually, found out how to erase the tapes and erase the tapes, and they actually were able to find out that different sections of tape were erased, and it wasn't the secretary that did it. It was President Nixon at the time that did it. And when it came to Clinton, and by the way, they also had a solid case against President Nixon that they never had to use because he decided to resign rather than face impeachment. That's number one. Number two, Bill Clinton, they had the dress. They had the dress.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And, yeah, I remember there was even a picture taken of President Nixon's secretary trying to show how she could have stepped on the delete key or something when, you know, because in those days they had a tape machine and they
right.
used their foot to make it go while,
right.
while they transcribed things.
Big reel. It was a great big reel tape machine.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. she tried to show how this could have happened, but nobody bought it back then either. Yeah.
No. And, again, that was solid proof that we saw there. Solid proof. Different story altogether. This is, for the most part, except for yesterday, and this is where it backfired on the Democrats. These were not hearsay witnesses. These were people that were in the room or on the call, and they did not validate the Dems' case. They validated the president's stand.
Well, right, and that's because what the Democrats decided to do is to hang their hat on this flimsy stuff and try to twist it to make it right, to make it work. And, you know, Captain, I can't imagine what the conversations must be like in the back rooms of the Capitol with Adam Schiff and other leading Democrats.
Yeah.
It must be absolutely...
And you know what's going to get worse for him today?
What's that?
The ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, is going to be there. Laura Cooper, the deputy assistant secretary of state, is going to be there. And David Hale, the undersecretary of state. Now, the last one, David Hale, he's a Clinton holdover.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Tell us how you hear your show, because here comes the music.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And again, you got to be careful when you say stuff. Anybody can say anything about anybody, but be prepared for the consequences. Slander and libel is very much alive and well. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. Hauled chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head on by the DOT and blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up. 'Cause the Lord made the trucker just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash.
needs a working class out there in the highways and byways, somewhere up there in that Canadian border. And I'm telling you what, Leland, if you're up there in North Dakota or you're up there in Montana, up along that border, then guess what? You got snow, and there's some more snow down below. And Al, hang on, because it's coming your way. Al in Nebraska has been chiming in. And by the way, big shout out to all the truckers out there tonight. Catwoman and Road Dog, you guys, Trucker Ed. Also to our Suicide Jockeys and Thomas the Suicide Jockey and Company. To all of the FedEx drivers. Charlie the Steel Hauler and his buddies that are running down to Miami hauling that steel down there for the high-rise building they're putting up, and they're busy. They come down every week, and they go back up for another load of steel. There's a bunch of them that are running together, so those guys. And then you got a new fellow tonight chiming in, Ernie. And Ernie is a mail hauler, and Ernie the mail hauler comes down from Richmond, Virginia to Tampa. How about that? So Ernie's on a regular run. So you guys, thanks a lot for chiming in and opining, and we appreciate the fact that you listen to us at night. And when you can't find a station, you put us on the Internet. So there you go, on your smartphone. Now, let's get going here, because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and or Flying J. They're both the same chain owned by the same people. Now, wintry conditions for sure over the Rockies. Heavy rainfall and flash flooding over the desert southwest, Arizona. My goodness, you got a bunch of weather there in terms of rain. And it goes right up towards Flagstaff and Kingman, but once you get in the higher elevations, above 5,000 feet, it's snow and plenty of it. So let's back off and let's take a look. It's starting in California and come east. If you're in California, Northern California, on higher elevations, you've got snow tonight. You've also got a fire threat advisory down below in the lower valleys up in the northern part of California tonight, and that's because of the wind that's blowing and the low humidity. But snow in the mountains, San Bernardino Mountains, and along the Nevada border, you've got snow to boot. Winter storm warning in the San Bernardino area, north up in the mountain ranges there. And then down below in Southern California, when you come east, you're going to have some flash flood warnings over there by the border with Arizona. Arizona, as I said, pretty much below 5,000 feet, rain and plenty of it. Las Vegas, you're getting rain there on and off. Kingman, certainly getting rain there. Flagstaff, you'll be in snow when you get up on top of Flagstaff, and it'll stay that way till you get out past Flagstaff and down below 5,000 feet. Also, there is a winter storm warning in the eastern part of Arizona tonight, north of Tucson. So keep in mind, it's right there in that mountainous area over there by the, well, it's not quite to New Mexico, but it's right there by the New Mexican area there, central New Mexico. Now, there's wind out in front of this. You've got wind in New Mexico tonight. Might have looking eat good once you get east of Arizona. And up on I-40, you're going to have some snow showers around Albuquerque on both sides in a higher elevation, but there's some pretty gusty wind blowing there. Other than that, I-40 is looking good all the way to the east coast at the current time. I-10, you'll be looking good till you get down around Beaumont and Lafayette, Louisiana, where you'll run into some fog, run into some more fog around New Orleans. And coming across I-12, there'll be some fog there north of New Orleans. And other than that, looking good to the east. Now, let's get back up on target here and go back up on I-40. Now, I-40 in California, when you come out of California in the high desert, the higher elevations, there is a winter storm warning. When you get over into the Indian Reservation, the Navajo Indian Reservation, run into snow. Now, let me go up a little further. Let me get up on I-80. Because I-80, you've got snow tonight in the mountains of California, but south of Donner and Reno in higher elevations, especially in Nevada. However, when you go up in Utah, get up into Utah, I-15 north all the way from the Arizona line straight north on up. You've got a winter storm warning north of St. George tonight. You've got snow falling in general along I-15 going north up towards Idaho. And in Wyoming tonight, we got a real mess in Wyoming. We've got a winter storm warning across all of central Wyoming, which includes not only Rollins, but from Rollins all the way to Cheyenne, you are going to be in snow, lots of it. You're going to be in wind, lots of that too. So I-80 could be a real picnic tonight. Please be careful. And then the rest of Wyoming, you've got snow north, south, east, west. That is going to be going to the east, which means Mr. Al over there will be seeing it in Nebraska in the not-too-distant future. And this is wind-driven snow, so we all know what that does out there on the highways and byways, especially at night. Can't see. Now, going up into Montana, the junction of I-90 and I-94, there at the Indian Reservation, you have got snow. You've got a general snow pattern all the way up to the Canadian border. There is a winter storm warning in the northeastern part of Montana, and then snow in general all across the northern part of North Dakota. Tonight, from Montana all the way to the Minnesota line, and then when we get over into the eastern part of Minnesota, southeastern Minnesota, there is fog, heavy fog, across most of I-94 going down into Wisconsin, and also going down I-35 down that way. And you've got some wind in Iowa tonight, the northeastern part of Iowa, with heavy fog off to the east there. The western part of Illinois, the entire central part of Illinois, north, south, east, west, heavy fog there. The northwestern corner of Kentucky, heavy fog there, along with winds in the state. You've got fog along I-90 and I-80 from about 30 miles or so east of Toledo, all the way over to the Cleveland area. And if you're up on I-90 and you're continuing towards New York State, you'll have it towards the Pennsylvania state line, Erie, Pennsylvania, before you run out of it. Then we got winds tonight, just winds only up into New England, which is making life miserable up there with all the snow they had already. So it's blowing the snow around, plus it's making it cold, much colder than it was. That system that's up there has moved way out into the ocean, is moving away, so you won't have a problem there in terms of weather. So that's your Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, and it's a doozer, always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center nearest you and the Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And I don't need to tell you, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore when you go into a Pilot, because you got some really good stuff in there, for anywhere from a McDonald's to an Arby's to could be a Dairy Queen with their full line menu and more. And don't forget the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, and the Moe's Southwest Grills and the Flying J's too. All right, I'm coming right back with more and Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.